And you water on her, pour a little water on her, then turn them on, be turning them. That fella be shouting, they put a little water on her.
What would the water be good for? Is it keep it from getting too hot?
Hot, that's right, keep it right.
And how about sharpening a razor?
Well, they had the belts, you know, to hone them with, and they had these rock stones.
Mostly in the house.
That's right. They just sat like that in these barber shops, you know, and then they had a stone that they would sharpen with too.
If the farmer has a thing with one wheel and two handles, you can push it around. It's always been called Mr. Wheelbarrow. It's got a couple of interesting names. Georgia Buggy.
Well, that Georgia Buggy, that's the thing. That name, I know they use concrete, but it's old concrete, and it had two wheels to it.
Oh, is that right?
That's the Greek term, the Georgia Buggy. Okay. Yeah, I know something about one of them. I rolled over.
Oh, let's see. Now, those are the big wheels.
Yeah, it'd be wheels. Two wheels.
So that's not the same as
Georgia Buggy. No, it's not the same as Georgia Buggy. Georgia Buggy's got his two wheels.
I thought they were the same.
He used old concrete when he's building these, you know. No, anything they use for foundation, anywhere where they use it, we have road concrete. They don't use them now much, you know, because
an extremely heavy load like that, and you'd need a big wheel.
That's right, and it had two wheels to it.
Nice.
I took a pretty good man to roll one of them.
I bet.
They were, you know, in any length of time.
What you shoot in a revolver, special names for that, put in a revolver to shoot it?
I don't know too much about a revolver.
bullets or cartridges or?
Oh, well, either they would say cartridges, like that, now they would speak about rifles, like 22 cartridge. They would never put you that word bullet cartridge on.
And did you ever hear somebody was building something for himself? somebody might say, "Oh, he's a jackleg carpenter." What does that mean?
A jackleg means he's not too skillful at the job.
So a kind of joke, is it?
Hey, well. I don't know what it's joke too much. It's really, that's the name they give him. You know. He's not a finished carpenter.
You
know.
Did you ever hear it applied to anybody else?
Well, they usually use that word when it's from my preacher, Jack, like a preacher. You know, that's the word they. When they feel like he's not too carpenter.
I see. Would you ever talk about one teacher, talk about another teacher, and say, "Well, he's a jackleg teacher"?
No, never report teachers as being a jackleg.
Probably because they have to be certified.
Yes, sir. Well, you heard a long time carpenter and preachers.
Uh-huh. I get a calling without much education. Would you describe the fences that you remember around here?
Well, that rail fence is from the old fences. There wasn't too much around here when I first came, but some of it. Still running to the keys in their old one with the rails, you know, they made them out of rails and they would kind of angle them, you know, it wouldn't run it right straight, you see. They'd run, they say, probably cut those rails about 10, 12 feet apart and they'd run it this way and then they'd angle it back and come back here and then they'd get that way. That's an order to.
Ever called a worm fence?
Yeah,
was that ever called a worm fence?